This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The data source of the day today is the U.S. Census Bureau, one of the unsung heroes of economic data, truth be told. They were out with a whole slew of new information today about us and our financial well-being. Real median income, that's what a household earns adjusted for inflation, fell last year 2.3%. Poverty was way up. Inflation did play a part in that. But as Marketplace's Bree Benishore reports, there is more to it than just that.
One way the census measures how people are doing is by looking at the money they earn, their wages, their salaries, relative to one another. That tells a story about the economy.
It's how much inequality the market is generating.
Jenny Romick is director of the West Coast Poverty Center. You can also measure how people are doing after taxes, after benefits, after assistance programs.
The post-tax measure tells how much inequality people are experiencing.
The government publishes both, and they tell very different stories for 2022. In terms of what the economy is paying people, median income fell 2.3%. Inequality decreased for the first time since 2007, and the poverty rate didn't really change. But after taxes, after benefits, after government programs, real incomes fell almost 9%. Inequality increased, and the poverty rate exploded from 7.8% to 12.4%.
We saw big increases in poverty across every socio-demographic group.
Luke Schaefer is a professor of public policy at the University of Michigan.
The biggest was among children. So we saw child poverty more than double.
Behind these numbers is the unwinding of pandemic-era government benefits. The child tax credit, an expanded earned income tax credit, economic impact payments, those all went away. And without them, post-tax real incomes fell 14% for the lowest earners compared with 7% for the highest earners. Again, Jenny Romick.
We can reduce inequality. We can reduce child poverty. We briefly chose to, and then we reversed.
The post-tax poverty rate for Black Americans went from north of 18% down to 11% during the pandemic, only to rebound to about 17%. If you do not count the pandemic years, that is the lowest on record, but almost 50% higher than the poverty rate for white Americans. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.